100 word stories.
Well, good morning. Yes, I'm a day late, probably a dollar short. Yeah, it's the weekly challenge time at the 100 word stories podcast. A day late. Raining, enjoying it, out on the hammock, and whatever. Anyway, it's not like you listen on Sunday, because that's when the weekly challenge should be. And the topic for this week was an empty cup, and quite a few of you got your stories in on time, despite the fact that, well, I'm not posting this on time. Well, let's go ahead and listen to the stories. I'm sure the anticipation is just having you freaking out, which explains why nobody wrote me. Oh well, nobody listens to this anymore. Why don't you write in and complain? Then I know that at least you're listening, and whatever. I don't care.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Unpredictable. The old woman stared into the empty cup before looking up at me curiously. "Young man," she said. I liked that. "I have never seen a pattern like this before. It's hard to know exactly what the tea leaves are saying. On the one hand, I see them spell success, wealth, and power. On the other, well, should we just say the future doesn't look quite so bright?" I was annoyed. I hadn't crossed her palm with silver for that. I grabbed the cup and looked inside. I saw exactly what the leaves were saying. My tea bag had split. Job done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called "And Left the Cup Unreconciled." The empty teacup sits to my left, Victorian blue edged in gold leaf. Hell, 30% of the thing is gold leaf. The handle done in a Greek revival manner that is known as colonial echoes the silver work of Revere. I found it at the back of Diane's china cabinet, a tiny item in the mass of objects that must find a new home. It screams on drawing room pretense, so unlike the woman who owned it last, more Tupperware than china, more Dairy Queen than high tea. It's doubtful I'll ever have cause to fill it with tea. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
An empty cup. A dead body. I know what you're thinking. I poisoned him, right? You're wrong. That was the last thing on my mind when he woke me this morning, with a cup of tea. It was a thoughtful gesture, but he didn't really think it through. I don't drink tea first thing in the morning, and if I did, believe me, it wouldn't be black, with two sugars. I drink coffee, and without my morning coffee, I get very grumpy indeed. He knew that, and still he gave me tea, black, with two sugars. So I strangled him.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The cafe was still closed. The clients are outside. The stress. Let them wait, said the manager. Wait, the clients will leave. The manager, furious, slammed the door open, letting a flood of people in. Line up, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the clients left, and like so, day after day, the cafe went bankrupt. Now we're unemployed, the manager sneered. I've got a job for you. The staff looked surprised. I have the parallel business in the basement. Six people were counting bills. Millions. Where is this money coming from? The manager smiled. No one knows. And he winked. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the Donald J. Trump and 100 Word Stories podcast, episode number 1051, with a prompt of Empty Cup. So here's my story. Why are we at Bobby's house? Sabrina asked Bilbert's mother as they navigated through the trash in the front yard. Mrs. Wienerheimer kicked an empty paper cup with her toe. Look at this mess. Children's Protective Service is coming here in the morning. If we don't get this house straightened up, Bobby and Patrick will be removed from the home before they're able to verify our story. Surprised to find them on her front porch this late, Bobby still invited them in. Do you need something? She asked. Yes, Joan said. But first, we need to get your house cleaned up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Thirsty. The cup was plastic. The cup was white. The cup was just out of reach. She attempted to lean. She tried a shuffle. Her thirst grew, but still the little cup just sat on her table. A nurse passed the end of her bed, and she tried to talk, tried to nod, to groan, but the nurse was reading some notes, so didn't notice and left the ward. A cough tickled at her parched throat and lurched her body forward, knocking the cup over, spilling the contents. The empty cup lay on the hospital floor, waiting to be thrown away. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ollie, the owner of the company, would put a cup on the floor and practice his golf putting in his office. His son, Richard, had the whole back wall of his office taken out, and he would practice like he was on the driving range. The factory floor was pretty large, but the ball tended to ricochet off the machinery and employees. They got hard hats, and Richard said, "Did we always tang up another ball?" Ollie, ever the diplomat, offered hazard pay to anybody who took a golf ball to the head. It's not like Richard isn't shouting, "Four, right?" he said.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of an empty cup. The next topic will be gemstone, unless, of course, I give up and shutter this podcast. All of those of you who aren't listening, please write me. There. That'll let me know. If nobody writes, everybody's listening. Except for the ones who send in the stories. Thank you for, well, being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.